Today we celebrated. Today we read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Chittadahi Mahotsav of Raghunath Das this morning. You did it here and we did it at our temple. Yes. So, when Lord. So when Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath Das the necklace of conch shells, small conch shells,
Shankha shells.
Lord Chaitanya gave to Raghunatha.
Red
and black
garland of Braja Gunja.
By that, Raghunath Das understood that Lord Chaitanya was giving him shelter of Srimati Radhika. How does that garland signify the shelter of Radhika?
Because Krishna used to give him that garland, the neck of Srimati Radhika. When Krishna used to decorate Srimati Radhika, he used to give mala of that, garland of that kind. So, it denotes Radhika and Giriraj himself Krishna. So, if both things have been given, that is Radha and Krishna both have been given.
In the last verse of the Vilap Kushmanjali, Raghunath Das prays to Radhika that I hope that this lamentation will give you pleasure. How does it give her pleasure that he laments, when will I do this for you, when will I do that for you?
Remember, when Raghunath Das Goswami is lamenting, he gives any story of Krishna meeting with Radhika. And it makes Srimati Radhika smaran.
Remember.
Remembering of that past
time.
Past time. Understand? As if
it's happening now.
Raghunath Das Goswami is telling that, oh dear Srimati Radhika, will I be able to give you in your
Alta
here? Alta? Do you remember this Alta? He tells to Radhika. Do you remember? Then Srimati Radhika is going to remember all the past time Krishna once gave it and took it in his breast and then put it in all his head. The reddish thing came out here and also here. And Krishna is telling that you are loving my face with your lakhs and lakhs of prana, lakhs and lakhs of prana, both are a big limansan, you know, are to do aarti, I cannot give any exchange for it. This is for it. Exchange. That I am keeping your feet, that ready thing on my head. So, she is remembering that past time. Anything he wants to decorate Srimati Radhika, and when a day will come that I will decorate you with a necklace. Necklace is brand of
Kaustubh
and Samanta. There are two, Kaustubh and Samanta. Samanta is of Srimati Radhika and Kaustubh of Krishna. They are so near and dear friends, you know? How
are they friends? Because when they embrace,
and they embrace each other. So, when they met me, they become so pleased. Samanta and
Kaustubh.
As if Krishna and Radhika. So, when he is telling that, O Srimati Radhika, I want to decorate you with Samanta, who is friend of Kaustubh. Then Srimati Radhika remembers so much about that thing and becomes pleased. So Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, Asa Parayam Sintumaya, this is the last part. Asa Mai Parayam Sintumaya, Sanchit Kalu Maya Kikamita Sintamutami, Sanchit Kipamai Vithatta Chayva Kimne, Prani Vrijena Baruru Vakarana. Very good meaning. So, by remembering the past times of Krishna with Radhika, he is pleasing Srimati Radhika. And he knows that he will be so much.
She gets solace in her feelings of separation. So all the verses are in that same mood.
Yeah, very hidden meaning. So much hidden.
In some of the verses, he's asking to get her mercy, the mercy of Vishakha, the mercy of Radhakund, so that he can see her. How is this the same mood as the other verses? Because now he's asking, I can't see her. How is it the same?
He knows that in my heart, everywhere in Braj, Lalita is there, Vishakha is there, Purnamasi is there, Rup Manjari is there. If I pray them, they will hear Srimati Radhika may not hear, may hear. Because she is very far away from me. His understanding, his view is there. But Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavang Manjari, Rachadi Kivan, Ananga Manjari, Kundalata, and Lalita Vishakha Chitra Champaklata. They are so much merciful and kind. They will listen slowly. So he is there. Without mercy of them, we cannot reach to Radhika. He will not hear. Because he is surrounded by so many lakhs and lakhs and thousand lakhs of gopis. We cannot see there. So, without mercy of Rup Manjari and all others, we cannot go an inch to Radhika. So, he is praying Lalita Vishakha.
So, this also gives pleasure to Radhika because she sees that Raghunath is taking shelter of her nearest and dearest. Since there are so many lakhs of gopis, and Raghunath Das is praying, let me put on the necklace, and Viswanath Chakrabarty is praying, let me put on the necklace, with so many people praying, and there's one Radhika, how can everybody do service to her form?
Like Krishna, there were the gopis were in number, lakhs and lakhs, and they wanted to kiss Krishna, to embrace Krishna, to dance with Krishna, to talk with Krishna, to do vilas with Krishna. So Krishna manifested himself in so many gopis. And he kissed and he embraced and he done everything with each gopi, not with gopi only, but with cowherds also. There were lakhs and lakhs of cowherds with Krishna. Huh? All they wanted to take food in sitting in front of Krishna. Those who are sitting, they are sitting behind Krishna. They saw that Krishna is
in
front of you. How it became? Krishna became less and less of Krishna and fulfilled their heart. In similar manner, Krishna borrowed something to be like this by Srimati Radhika. Krishna takes Govardhan on his finger by the help of this Yoga Maya Radhika. He does anything with the help of. He cannot do anything without the help of Yoga Maya Srimati. So why Radhika did not do all these things at herself? He can do everything.
More than reason.
That's it. Stop taking.
I have a wonder.
Are you going to be
planting? You just mentioned Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in the prayers to him and to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and to Gaurakishore Das Babaji, it says that they are the transcendental energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is this that they are his transcendental energy? That Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is the transcendental energy or personification of the energy
because
of
his guru, and guru is the mercy energy of Krishna, that is prakash of Krishna. Prakash, you know, many kapiras, hari, kena, samastha, sarsi, you know. So, the transcendental energy of. We can have transcendental energy and mercy of Krishna through him, through Guru. That is why it is called. Understand? You have not any question?
Yeah, I have question.
And Aditya? How many questions?
You want to ask a question?
In the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
What?
The verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam describing Krishna going into the forest to Vrindavan.
Krishna?
Going into the forest to Vrindavan.
How hard?
Peacock feather.
With a peacock feather.
Karnikara flowers.
So Natavara in that verse means the best of dances.
Natavara?
Yes.
Two meanings.
Yes.
What you have heard?
The best of dances.
Yeah?
Best of dances.
The best.
Not Nittahutu.
Natavara.
Natavara.
Two meanings. Not. There are two kinds of not. One who shows some magic and some skill of hand. They are also called not. They collect some spice, some rupees by showing their magic and all this. They are not so much beautiful. But in grammar, in rag, in not of natak,
dance,
drama. One very kishore boy and a kishori lady,
young age boy and young lady,
comes on this stage, so beautiful, dressed so beautiful, and so dancing off that they attract whole audience. They are called Natak. So Krishna is not only Natavara. In India, bridegroom?
Yes.
Bridegroom. In India, when a man, a boy is going to be married, he dressed so much. If he is ugly, yes. But so
decorated
and painted with ornaments, golden ornaments and beautiful cloth, they look like Hari. If a lady is black, they give something so that
he wake up.
Beautiful lady Christian.
One time.
So, a boy, he may be black or anything, ugly. But when he is going to be married, he is dressed and ornamented in so such a way that it looks like very, very beautiful. And if makeup is for
remove.
It looks like very ugly. And if a boy is very, very beautiful like Krishna, and if he is decorated with flowers, see the, it looks like very, very beautiful. Even Saptadhama and Rukmini can run away after Krishna. They are not seeing Krishna in such a
young age mood is brought. Kitan Baba, sorry, young age mood is brought.
And he is in a very good looking base as
I do.
Pro, like Hanu.
Rainbow.
And the Five corners, arrow, and Sudgopi. So beautiful. Here, Paramahansa Shrestha, more than Ramachandra, more than Dwarkadhi, more than anyone.
What's
and he is decorated with Vrindavan flowers, Heli, Chameli, Yui. Vanamala, Vaidyanti, Varaha Pidam, Natavara Bhakti, Natavara means that. He is in a very dancing mood, in a very attractive mood, showing his
Dheera Lalit.
Siddhartha. Is Lalit, you know?
I can't remember, I have read.
Here Lalit means sir.
Sometimes four times.
If lakh and lakh Kishori will see Krishna, they will hurt out attract. No patience at all. Their feet will go out. They will be senseless. Even goddesses in the legs of their husbands, they will be bent. So beautiful. This is the best ornamented white Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam, describing the beauty of Krishna.
Have another?
Yeah. Sometimes they say that Srimati Radhika wears red sash. Is this red color signify anything?
What?
Radha.
Anurag, you know? Anurag. Anurag. The most superfine frame is called Anurag. Anurag color is red. So Srimati Radhika has Anurag with Krishna and its color is Anurag. So
how does Anurag have a red color? Anurag is the certain ecstasy in praying. How does it have a red color?
Red color.
How?
Rupa Goswami and all others have seen and they have been
tried. And Aditya said that you told her to, in the morning, to sweep in the mind in different places like Bhansi Bhat, etc. So what should be out, how should we think when we sweep either in the mind or in the holy place itself? How should we be thinking as we're sweeping?
You cannot sweep in this body. First is it, because it is mental. Material.
Oh, material.
Mortal body.
Mortal.
And that places us immortal.
Transcendental.
Transcendental. So, we'll have to be very, very, very full gopi. Without gopi, anyone cannot reach there. What to see? So first we should be gopi. And then we should do that. So this body cannot be gopi.
But we can picture ourselves in the mind as Paliyatasa.
So by mind now we can.
So how should we think?
But yes, by this body, if you have any chance, you can do with that thought, in mind. With mind and this, you can do. So many ladies do, so many persons do.
So we do this? Should we be thinking of the state of Kunda as we see it with these eyes?
What?
When we're sweeping in the mind, should we be thinking of the state of Kunj we can see with these material, or should we try and think of the state of Kunj?
More beautiful.
More beautiful.
Peacock was there. Now we receive no peacock. So many monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
So many kakuru. Kakuru. Have you heard kakuru?
Yes, not
here. So many fragrant flowers. Any canary, Nawar, Kadamba, all kinds of flowers are there. Common white is there. So, very cool. And mad air is blowing. Listen back. They cannot walk. It cannot walk. Understand?
What cannot work?
Air has taken something, drink. And so firstly he cannot run. Why? What he has taken?
The sense of...
sense of Krishna and Radha's body. So all are there. So many gopis are there. Kunja, so many beautiful kunjas are there.
What are we sweeping for? What are we? Are we sweeping for the bracelets that they left in the Rasa dance, or what are we looking for when we sweep?
Pai and pai. At first you should know that yes.
In the guidance of the Sanjit, your Gurudev,
try.
Are we sweeping to make the place clean?
What you should pray that when our day will come, by the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami, pray for that.
And that day will come certainly in your life by gradual practice of chanting Lord Krishna's name.
We should pray and pray now. And if Krishna reflects that thing in our heart, it will gradually go on.
I have a personal question.
Last question?
No, not last. at the beginning of August, in the beginning of August,
beginning
in the beginning of August, Satsarup Maharaj is coming here for a few months to see you. So, right. So, we used to be married, myself and Satsarup Maharaj.
What?
I am his widow. And are his widow. So.
Oh, did you use him for me?
I think she told you before. I guess, yeah, I thought she told you. So, I will not be able to come when he comes. Because they told me it was not proper. So, why? Because
sister and brother,
but I was told by certain authorities that I couldn't come. So I was wondering if there was another time in the day when he comes, if I can come at another time of the day to see you. Otherwise, it's too much separation.
It will come in August.
Yeah.
Now it is June, July, then it will come.
I'm already in anxiety though. That because feeling separation.
For
no, for you.
No problem.
Okay.
Arrange? We will arrange anyhow.
Okay.
And they will come only thrice a day.
Thrice a day?
After
or thrice a week?
No, thrice a day, no, after 3 days.
Oh,
come.
Every 3 days.
Tell Samaru Krishna that he will take what built upon. He will take my record.
Right.
Tell record. That will.
Oh, I know that, but you said it's even more better
more
to
better.
See in person.
I will also talk with you.
Okay, so I'll get twice. Okay.
If after 2 days, 4 days,
no, we'll come after 2 days.
Okay. In the Vilapkus Manjali, Raghunath Das keeps saying Devi. He addresses Radhika as Devi.
Devi?
Devi. Oh, Ha Devi. Ha. So, our translation says queen. Is that the best translation for Devi, or is there some better? When we offer prasad to our spiritual master, is there some way that we can meditate on him as a Sakhi, bringing the prasad to Radha and Krishna, and then taking it from them after they eat, and then the plate is there? Can we meditate like that? Can you expand on that understanding? Can you speak something?
In our Goswami Granth, it has been told like so, that if our Guru is male, he cannot go there. But the cook, we should understand that Srimati Radhika is cooking. We are only helping them to materials, with materials.
Like bed service.
And after cooking, she takes, when Guru takes, she takes all these things, all the dishes to Radha temple. With their thing that our Guru Sakhi is there and she is offering this thing to Radha and Krishna. Not to Radha, but to Krishna. And all Sakhis are waiting for that. Krishna takes birth. All are cutting jokes, doing chamas, Indian, Manipankar, and bringing so many things. Radhika, Srimati, Lalita, Vishakha, all are giving to Krishna. And after taking, Guru Sakhi brings it to Radhika.
Krishna's running.
To Radhika. But the Radhika distributed it to all. It does tell Lalita or Vishakha that distributes it to all. She takes something and distributes all. After that, Guru Sakhi takes it and gives to all gods regarding, like Gopeshwar, and all others, and to other Sakhis. And the remaining is kept for us. And that remaining. They can be distributed. We should not offer same time to Radha and Krishna. It should be offered to Krishna. And the remnants of Krishna, all Sakhis are Radha. Without remnant, she does not accept any.
So who is cooking, the Guru Sakhi or Radhika?
Radhika is herself
cooking.
But all are helping, like Lalita, Vishakha, Guru Sakhi.
To cook. And we are also giving materials. When we...
We should pray that when we be so qualified for this.
To do what? Qualified for what?
Qualified to do like all these services. If you pray, only Kalpana will not do.
Only imagination
will not do. We should do prayer that we will be qualified, so qualified by their mercy to do all this. This is the type of Vilapkush.
In the Vilapkush Manjali, the Guru is always there. We can't pray to Radharani or serve her without the Guru there. So Shiksha Guru
will be in Sakhi way.
Right, as Sakhi.
Not
in no.
In
so
Vishanamira.
Right. So as Guru Sakhi, Diksha Guru Sakhi, Shiksha Guru Sakhi, how are they there when we pray the Vilapkush Manjali prayers? In what capacity Is Diksha and Shiksha Guru Sakhi also present?
There is no Diksha. That is not planned form of the sadhana. So, not Diksha, only Shiksha.
Mm-hmm. The Diksha Guru is not there?
No, not at all. Because this is not, that is not the sadhana bhumika. All are Siddha bhumika. Siddha bhumika is Siddha platform. Not a sadhana platform is there.
So Prabhupada, our Prabhupada would be there as a Shiksha Guru, Sakhi, or not?
Not Guru is there.
Huh?
Only
Sakhi, right. So Prabhupada is there as Sakhi.
No Guru Sun, no Sadhan Sun, no Siddha Sun, nothing. Only Parika, Sakhi, are there. Junior, senior, not junior, senior, but subordinate and
so the Guru, the
Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Pranda Sakhi, Priyanarma
Sakhi,
all these are. In the guidance of Priyanarma Sakhi, we will have to do all.
Who is the Priyanarma Sakhi?
Under guidance of Priyanarma Sakhi or Pranda Sakhi,
Lalita ke gaan mein hai.
Who is the Priyanarma Sakhi?
Lalita, Vishakha.
There is no physical thing.
Are you reading Jayudharma?
I was reading yours, you know, what Navadvip did. Because the other was too confusing, the language. So whatever Navadvip printed of your speaking that I read. He did two chapters, 21 and 22.
And rest? Other chapters? 21, 2?
He hasn't finished any others yet.
Yes. Who is doing Uttam?
They're not printed, but he's working on them.
Why is asking who is doing Uttam from chapter 1 to up to 41? They are
not done?
Yeah.
And no, this is Deng Uttam from
chapter 1. Just say, Why do you always say that you haven't done your sadhana? Because you're a siddha Peru. But every day you say.
I'm wild like rice.
What is the particular word for Siddha?
There
is nobody in this place.
Self-realized.
My soul.
Offering for my deity, I think I am doing it. So how can I pray for that day when I can do this service? Because I think I'm doing this service.
But do like Vilakushman.
Number 2, 3,
I can be service yourself. But by the grace of our Guru, we are great. Because he has so much merciful to bestow his mercy upon you. And that is why you are worshipping. So, you are worshipping on behalf of your Guru. So, you should try to do it on behalf of your
Guru. But then I have direct approach.
No, from Munima.
Munima?
She could not come. Send to her basis.
Why
she could not come?
Bound.
Yeah. We will go. You are gradually going up.
This is from America.
Okay.
Raisin.
Raisin is kidney?
Yeah.
Only you are taking
doctor
has told me not to take this now.
Oh.
At first I used to take, but now they have forbidden this I take.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
You are correct that the Raganuga Bhajan is lakhs times more difficult than the Vaidhi Bhakti activities. So when I was in Bombay, I told one of the devotees who sees you that you said that the Raganuga Bhajan is higher than Vaidhi Bhakti activities like book distribution. So he said that what you meant was that if you do Raganuga book distribution, it's higher than Vaidhi Bhakti book distribution. But it's not that the book distribution is less high than the Raganuga Bhajan. So what is the proper understanding of what you meant?
Cannot understand Raganuga. This. Rag means love, affection. This is the bodily anything or hardly? Hardly or what that rag is?
Right, heart.
Huh?
Heart.
If a man is doing like this, it has rag or not?
It may or may not.
Maybe may not. But heart is Ravi here. But it can sankramit ho sakta hai. It can infect it. But insane also.
Right.
Huh? It may not. When a man is doing Raganuga Bhakti, his every action, everything is of Ravi. Everything is of Ravi. But if he has no rag, everything is Vaidhi Bhakti. The symptoms of are the anger of Vaidhi Bhakti. Part.
Yeah.
Part of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu-Smaranam. Also is in Vaidhi. And also in the Raganuga. Mood is quite different. But the works and services are like same. He is also hearing, he is also hearing. But he is hearing anything more qualified thing. And he is hearing normal
things.
Both Shravanam Kirtanam. In both things, but both are not same. The mood is quite different.
So that's what he was saying, that you meant that book distribution you can do in Vaidhi and Raganuga, but not that Raganuga practice is higher than book distribution. Does that make sense?
I'm not understanding.
Can you explain it better?
None of you can clear me.
Okay. My understanding was that you said the activity of praying and reading and studying and hearing in Raganuga Bhajan is higher than the activity of giving out the books. But he said that his understanding of what you meant is that there are different activities, and Raganuga Bhakti is a mood, it's a mentality. So it's not that Raganuga Bhajan is higher than book distribution, but Raganuga book distribution is higher than Bhairi book distribution.
It may be right, but not in as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Why he will do all this?
Why will he distribute books?
He will always try to decorate Radha and Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
He will always to do anything with affection to Radha and Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Krishna Das Goswami, always thinking in that mood. He has no time to do all this. I have no time. How they have come?
Yet they wrote so many books and they distributed so many books.
Yes. But knowing nothing, not testing, and to be stable is not Radha.
Right.